out over here.
You get a point.
No, no, it's fine, it's fine. It's fine. Maybe just if anyone else has any point, I'll leave some at the back.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. There we are, this is yours. You just said we can start. We can go.
2 seconds. He's just calling on. I need to.
Oh, no, it's okay.
No, it's fine. You can stay there. The people on there can see you already, so.
Oh, okay.
Torreyway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Chof Tammuz, the 30th of June. Rav Daniel Feinschlieter, who will build the third Beis Hamikdosh?
We will build it.
Okay, just the clarification. There was a pause between announcing my name and who will build the third Beis Hamikdosh, and it's a question. Okay,
okay.
I just don't want any false. Any false introductions. Okay, Shkoya, firstly for hosting and for organizing, for introducing. I was in contact with Dudi, so a thank you and a real appreciation to him and to everything he does for the Kehillah. And it's wonderful to be here. We're going to be learning together this morning the topic of who will build the third Beis Hamikdash? It's a very interesting topic. Of course, it's very appropriate for the 3 weeks. What I'm going to try and show you is a slight introduction, then hopefully a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. That's the plan. And then I'd like to show you, hopefully, that actually there's no machlokes whatsoever, and they're just looking at it from two different sides. Right? So anyone who's had children or grandchildren will know this move very well. Trying to encourage people, there's no machlokes, you're just looking at things from two different sides. We're going to do that in learning in Ritz Hashem this morning. The journey starts with a Mishnah and a Gemara in Sukkah. For those who have the Makarah sheets, thank you very much for handing them out at the back. This is the first source. Those who are just watching live and don't have the sheets, I'm going to try and take you through the sheets as if you have them in front of you. The Mishnah says, it's the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Barishona initially, Hayalulav Nital B'Mikdash Shiva, the Lulav was taken in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot for 7 days, Minatara, over Medina, which will translate as outside the Beis HaMikdash, or perhaps according to some outside Yerushalayim, Yom Echad, it was taken only for 1 day. Right, that is not really our issue today. Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai got up, and he made two enactments, two takonas. Number one was Hiskin Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheyehei Lulav Nital B'Medina Shiva, which is what we do nowadays, outside of Yerushalayim, outside of Beis HaMikdash, we still take the Lulav every single day of Sukkot, barring Shabbos, Zeicha LeMikdash, and also Sheyehei Yom HaNeif Kulo Osa. The entire day of Yom HaNeif should be also. Now, what's Yom HaNeif and what's the Yisur? So this has to do with Chadash. One is not allowed to have the new grain, the partake of the new grain, Chadash, until one of two things happen. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you'd have to wait until the Omer was offered, which was never after Chatzos Hayom on the 16th, 16 Nisan, when the Beis HaMikdash is not around, so you can have the new grain, Chadash, already from sunrise of the 16th. Came Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai and said, no. Instead of waiting for sunrise, or instead of waiting for midday on the 16th, the entire day of the 16th, you're not allowed to have Chadash, you have to wait till the end of the day. Right? So he extended the Isser by either 12 hours, or by or half of that, or the 6 hours. Right? That's what we're going to be dealing with this morning. Says the Gemara, the second part of the first source, She Yom HaNeif Osa, says the Gemara, my timer, why did Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai ban the consumption of Chadash the entire day of the 16th. Says Gavar, Mehera Yibona Beis HaMikdash, we might be in a situation whereby the Beis HaMikdash will be suddenly built. The Yomran people will say, Ishtakad last year, Milo Achalnu Beheir Mizrach. Last year, we ate at sunrise. because when there's no Beis HaMikdash around, you only need to wait till sunrise for Chadash. Hashtanami Nechol, this year we'll also be able to eat at sunrise. Now, they'll of course not realize that the halachas are different when the Beis HaMikdash is around. Ve'inu lo yadi, they won't know. Dishtakad last year, delo have a Beis HaMikdash. Last year when there was no Beis HaMikdash, heye mizrach yitir. Then you're right, sunrise was the yardstick, that was the time that now you could eat Chadash. But Hashta now, de'ika Beis HaMikdash, now that we have a Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait for the Omer, the Korban Omer, that is Matir, only after the Korban Omer are you allowed to have your Chadash grain. Right? Relatively simple Gemara, there's going to be a mistake, people will hark back to last year, and therefore they will eat the Chadash too early, says Reuch Ben Zakkai, so we're going to ban you the entire day of the 16th. By the way, just the Gemara itself, before we see what Rashi says, lends itself to assuming that the Beis HaMikdash will be built quite suddenly. Even the words of Mehiri Gemara Beis HaMikdash. If it's a gradual process, then surely there's enough time for the Rabbonim to get up and to say, by the way, things are going to change now we have the Beis HaMikdash, there's Karbonos, there's Tumantara, and one of the things you should remember is that apart from offering a Karbon Pesach, you've got to worry about Chadash as well. Now the whole Gemara lends itself to a sudden rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara now gets into detail, why should it be that the entire day of the 16th is awesome? Gora says as follows, the Ivni Amas, when is the Beis HaMikdash going to be built? Now, again, we're not definitively pointing to this being the only time the Beis HaMikdash can be built. We're just saying, for what possibility does Rav Yochanan take into account, such that he said you can't eat Chadash the entirety of the 16th? The Gora has a few options. Eilemer, if you're going to say the Ivni Beshisar, if you're going to say that the Beis HaMikdash was built or would be built on the 16th, in other words, daytime 16th, well then you don't need to worry about that because Hare Hetir Hare Mizrach. Sunrise has already allowed you to have Chadash because you didn't have a Beis HaMikdash there. Rav says, okay, that's not the option. Ela de'ivni b'chameisar. The eventuality Reuch Ben Zakkai was legislating towards was that ivni b'chameisar, the Beis HaMikdash would be built on the 15th. In which case, you should therefore be allowed to eat at least from midday on the 16th. Why? Beistin would never take longer than Chatzos to offer the Korban Omer. So why is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai banning the whole day? The Gemara gives two options, and this is really where the topic takes off. Says the Gemara, Lo tzricha de'ivni belelia. The eventualities that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was considering are that A, the Beis HaMikdash would be built on the night of the 15th, in which case sunrise the next morning is not an option, but since it was only built in the night, they wouldn't have their Korban Omer ready to go, it would take a bit longer, and therefore the entirety of the 16th you'd have to wait to partake of the new grain of Chadash.
It's the night of the 16th then, isn't it?
Pardon? This 15th leading into 16th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the night after the 15th.
Correct. The night after. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Yes. Good call. Inami. The second answer. There's two answers. Either Laila. Inami. Also, alternatively, Samach l'shkia sachama, close to sunset, which Rashi says is the same answer and concept. Now, just to distill that, without getting into the complications of Chadash, Yom HaNef, etc., the point was the Gemara has a strong possibility. In fact, the leading possibility, because Reuch Ben Zakkai made a takana based on this, that the Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, will be built at night. Right? I think everyone agreed that's one of the possibilities. Rashi on the Gemara asked the following question. I'm just going to skip to Ve'ikasha, which is a comma at the end of the first line. Rashi, the second, second or third, depending on whether the Mishnah and Gemara are two separate. Says Gemara, Ve'ikasha de Belaila Eina Nivne. We have certain rules about building the Beis HaMikdash. One of them is that you don't build the Beis HaMikdash at night. Don't build the Beis HaMikdash at night. It's interesting, you know, we lived in Eretz Yisrael for 12 years. There's several rules about construction. But one of them seems to be that nobody builds at night. It happens to be, us as a young family with kids had a slightly different definition of night and daytime. You know, not building at night apparently means that you can start building at like 6 in the morning, right? But nevertheless, there are also construction rules when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rashi, Ikasha de Belaila in an Ivna, you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night. The Kaimalan Beshvuas, Ein Binyan Beis HaMikdash Belaila. You're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night, the Gemara Shvuas says. Further, Dichsiv V'yom Hakim Lo V'chameisa, V'yom Hakim, it says you have to build it in the day. Okay? The other question is, of course, you can't build the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. Right? You can't build the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. So what is this Samach Rishkiya Sachama? You're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. The Kaimelan B'Shvuas, the Ein Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Doche Yom Tov. So you can't build it at night, you can't build it at Yom Tov. So what are the two suggestions of the Gemara? So here are the golden words of Rashi. Says Rashi, these rules about night, Yom Tov, etc. Hani Mili Binyan Habonu Bidei Adam. These are only Beis HaMikdashes, or Mishkans, that we built. Avar Mikdash HaOsid, the future Beis HaMikdash, Sha'anu Mitzapin, that we look forward to, we anticipate, Boni U'Meshuchlalhu. It's already built. It's already there. It doesn't mean there's some physical part in Shemai necessarily, but it's already there, spiritually speaking. Hu Yigale V'Yavo Min HaShemayim. It's going to be revealed, and it's going to be placed down from Shemayim Shenema Mikdash HaShem Konenu Yadecha. So now that it's already built, all Hashem needs to do is to lower it very carefully. It's already there. You can imagine already the news outlets reporting this. You know, vengeful God drops temple on innocent, etc. You know, you can imagine the BBC having a field day. I once gave this shin, they said, if it's coming from heaven, it's more appropriate. It should be on Sky, right? Either way. But nevertheless, you know, that's Rashi's opinion. Rashi says over here, based on the Medrash, we'll see Tosus and the Ritva say the same, that the third Beis HaMikdash is not going to be built with human hands. It's already there. Hashem just needs to ever so carefully lower it from Shemaim, and that's it. We're good. Save money on construction as well.
Electricity
again. Yeah, whatever they do. I'm sure someone will want a sponsorship plaque somewhere as well. But nevertheless, Lamaise, it's already there. It's coming from Shemayim. We don't need to get involved too much in building it. That's Rashi's opinion. Again, just to show you, it sounded like the Gemara lent itself to that anyway. Before the question of night and Yom Tov, etc., the Gemara itself sounded like it's going to be a sudden building of the Beis HaMikdash. Right, that was the only, you know, that was really what the Gemara was saying. So Rashi's opinion fits very nicely, if we can say that, in the Gemara, even in the first stages of the Gemara. Tosfos, the last source on the page, we're not going to have time to read it inside, but Tosfos quotes the Medrash, which Rashi is quoting in shorthand. It's Tosfos and Shvus, Daf Tesvav on the base, quotes the Medrash of Mikdash Hashem Konenu Yadecha, which means the Mikdash of Hashem is Hashem's handiwork. Now, as Hashem is the one who builds the Beis HaMikdash, that refers to the third Beis HaMikdash. And the Ritva says the same. Question is, are there any opinions that differ? Is there anyone who says that no, the third Beis HaMikdash, it's not that Hashem's going to build it, or Hashem has built it, we're going to have to get involved, and we're going to build it ourselves. So on the second page, we have the opinion of the Rambam. Now, all we're going to do is string two Rambams together. The Rambam in Hilchas Melachim says the following. It's Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph. Hamelech HaMashiach Osid Lamo De Lahachzir Malchus Beis David Leyoshna Memshala HaRishona. In future times, the Mashiach is going to get up. He's going to re-establish our sovereignty, Leyoshna Malchus Beis David Memshala HaRishona. He's going to return the Malchus of Beis David. And one of the things on his to-do list is Bona HaMikdash. He's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. And that's interesting, because Rashi told us that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built from Shemayim. Whereas the Rambam is saying, no, Bona HaMikdash. One of Moshiach has to build the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? The next Rambam sheds even more light on this, and this is the Rambam Hilchas Beis HaBechira. The Rambam is talking about the rules of building the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, Ein Bonin Es HaMikdash Belaila, like Rashi, you're not allowed to build it at night. And then a line down, he says, after the comma, Va'kol Chayavim Livnos L'Sa'id Ba'atsam of a Mamonam. Everyone has a chiyuv to get involved, whether it's in terms of your labor, whether it's in terms of financial support, Anoshim V'Noshim, men and women, K'mikdash HaMidbar, just like the Mishkan. Everyone has a mitzvah to get involved. You have to take part in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam doesn't say that was only in the first and second Batei Mikdash, but the third one, no, Hashem's going to do it. He doesn't say that. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah that everyone should build the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah Chof in the Sefer HaMitzvah says the Rambam, the 20th mitzvah, is that we should build a Beis HaMikdash. Shitzivonu, we've been commanded, Livnos, to build Beis Avoda, a place of service. And he says that's the Beis HaMikdash. If that no longer applies, then the Rambam should tell us this. It seems like from the Rambam that every Jew has a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. Happens to be that Mashiach is going to be the one who's going to oversee the project. Because we've got a mitzvah and it's on Mashiach's to-do list. And it's one of Mashiach's obligations. So therefore we'll build it, but Mashiach will be the one to make sure that we're doing it correctly. He'll oversee it, maybe he'll put some finishing touches, I don't know. But nevertheless, it's clear from the Rambam that it's not that Hashem is going to, or the Beis HaMikdash is already built. Hashem is going to gently lower it and put it in its place. No. We've got a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so we're not... not used to machlokes. Okay, so perhaps there's two opinions. Rashi, it's going to come from Shemayim, and the Rambam says, no, we're going to build it. Fine, okay, maybe it's two different opinions. I'd like to show you that actually...
So to call it the Rambam,
how would the Rambam answer that question?
Yeah,
correct. Yeah, they pointed out how would the Rambam answer the question of Rashi and the Gemara, etc. Yeah, good point.
Is there a third way? Which is, in Nachim we say, ki vo'esh
yitzato,
or vo'esh shato se livnoiso.
Yeah.
There's going to be some sort of a fiery, not a binyan.
Yeah. So the Aruch Lamner, I'll give you a marmok, the Aruch Lamner discusses that on the Rashi we're going to quote later. So he discusses something like that, the guf and the neshama, or something like that. And Hashem, we'll build the... Pardon?
The
Shiluv, exactly, yeah, correct. And Hashem, we'll build the edifice, and Hashem will put the shchina, or something like that. Possible. You'd still want to know why they're only each talking about half the story. Right? And also, Rashi doesn't sound like it's just the shchina is coming from Shemayim. Rashi is already built. Right? And he was answering his questions on the Gemara like that. I think really the first step in terms of trying to show that actually there's no machlokes is really what you ask. How is the Rambam going to deal with Rashi's questions on the Gemara? Especially since the Gemara itself implied that it's going to be built very quickly. And secondly, they each have their own sources. I'm not sure we have time to fully go through them, but in section 3, towards the bottom of the second page, I quoted over here the different midrashim. It's two midrashim. One Medrash Rabbah, one Mechilta, and two different Yerushalmis, it comes out two sources each. Some are saying like the Rambam, and some are saying like Rashi. Let me just quickly quote one or two of them. Here's the Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra. It says, Uri Tzafon, that's a quote from a pasuk, L'shir Z'aru HaGaluyos HaNatunis B'Tzafon, when the Galuyos, those in exile, are awoken, are kind of rise or get out of Golas, Hanasunas B'Tzafon, they are in the north. Yavo, they'll come, the Yachnu B'Darim, they'll camp in the south. Shenema Hinni, maybe a some merit Tzafon. Okay? L'sheis Ure Gog, Hanatun B'Tzafon, when Gog wakes up, who is in the north, Yavo V'Yipol B'Darim, he will fall in the south. K'mo D'Teiman, he quotes a passage from Yechezkel. The very last bit of this, the end of the second line, Melech HaMashiach Shenasim B'Tzafon, Mashiach lives in the north, Yavo V'Yivne Beis HaMikdash, he will come and build the Beis HaMikdash Hanasim B'Darim, which is in the south. This sounds like the Rambam. Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash. That's a source of the Rambam. Remember, these sources are obviously before Rashi and the Rambam. They're not making this up, they're getting it from somewhere. That is the Medrash. The next makar, the Yerushalmi, Maisa Sheni Chavtes Amabes, Amar of Acha Zosa Mersha Beis HaMikdash Asid Libanas, Kodem LaMalchus Beis David. Here it says that the Beis HaMikdash will be built before Malchus Beis David.
Before Mashiach,
seemingly. That sounds more like Rashi. And the next two sources, again, one are like Rashi and one are like the Rambam. So not only do we have the question, how will the Rambam deal with Rashi's questions, right? But also, how do they deal with each other's sources? Okay, the truth is, it's not irregular for each Rishon to have their own sources, and they were machriya each way, but nevertheless, it would be nice to know how they dealt with each other's proofs. in order to hopefully show you that actually they're all saying the same thing, there's no machlokas whatsoever, we first have to look at a Gemara in Sukkah, and then finally a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sukkah is Nun Beis on the base. The Gemara says quotes a very interesting, very cryptic passage from Zechariah. It says, "Vayareini Hashem arba charoshim." Hashem showed me arba charoshim, and charoshim are craftsmen. Arba charoshim. Therefore, often it means a carpenter, but here it means just generally speaking a craftsman. This is in reference to the Beis Hamikdash. Man ninu arba charoshim. Asked the Gemara, who are these four craftsmen? Amrav Chana bar Bizna, Arav Shimon Chasida. Here are the four people that Zechariah was privy to have a look at. Moshiach ben David, Moshiach ben Yosef. Moshiach ben Yosef predates Moshiach ben David. He's there to pave the way. Eliyahu and Kohen Tzedek. Those are the four people. Now, who are these people? Says Rashi. This is the third page, source 4, section 4. Charoshim are umnim, craftsmen. Mashichim, Shneim charoshim lebinim beis hamikdash. Two Mashiachs, because you need them both to build the Beis HaMikdash. And that's a problem, right? Rashi was the big advocate, the big bastion of the opinion, that Hashem is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Now Rashi's saying that we have our craftsmen, Mashiach, because they need to build the Beis HaMikdash. And it doesn't sound like they're just going to do a little bit of painting and, you know, kind of touching up. They're going to, it says, Lib Binyan Beis HaMikdash. They're going to need to build the Beis HaMikdash. So what is it? Is it that Hashem's going to build it? Or is it that the Moshech are well going to build it? That itself is a contradiction in Rashi. I'd like to show you a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Ches Amad Aleph. This answer is given by the Maram Shik in a tshuva that he writes. The Maram Shik is a student of the Chasam Sofer. He says that effectively there's no machlokes. He's dealing with a different issue in the Rambam and getting the solution or the resolution from here. But in doing so, he says that there's no machlokes whatsoever. There are actually two different ways that Moshiach can come. I think many of us here are familiar with this. There's Be'itah and Achishana, as we're going to see soon. Be'itah means there's a final point whereby Moshiach has to come by then. A deadline. The Vilna Gaon said there's a mini Be'itah in each generation. But there's a final deadline Moshiach has to come by then. Then there's something called Achishana. Achishana means that if we deserve it, suddenly. It means Hashem will bring the deadline forward. Suddenly, Achishana. Are these two time periods just a difference in time? So that we'll see from the Gemara, not necessarily. These are two qualitatively different ways Mashiach can arrive. Be'itah means it will be a natural arrival. There's a deadline. What can you do? Hashem says it's going to come by a certain point. Mashiach has to come by a certain point. That's the natural way, that's natural. Now, there's no miracles, there's nothing majorly supernatural, and there are consequences for it being delayed that long. That's Be'itah. Achishena means Hashem will bring the deadline forward. In other words, we deserve it for Hashem to bring it forward, and therefore, HaMashiach is going to arrive through supernatural means. We're going to see that Gemara in a second. With that, the Maram Shik goes one step further, and says, therefore, these two opinions of Rashi and the Rambam, and indeed the contradiction in Rashi, they're both just discussing two different eventualities. If it's Be'itah, which is a natural form of Mashiach coming, then we're going to have to build the Beis HaMikdash. If it's Achishena, brought forward, supernatural, with Nisim, then Hashem is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Maram Shik does. I'd like to show you the Gemara. They will end off with one further piece. Says the Gemara, Amar of Alexandri, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Rami. It's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Ches Amad Aleph. It's the last source on your sheets. I apologize for those watching from home. I would love to do this the whole time, but I'm not sure you'll be able to. Not sure the type will be big enough. Amar Alexandri, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Rami. If it's helpful, Dudi has the Makoris. I've sent it to him. So if anyone wants, they should, contact him. Or knock on his door whenever. No joking. Amar Alexander, Rav Shimon Levi Rami, he says, Ksiv Be'itah. It says on the one hand that Moshiach will come Be'itah in the correct time. Fixed time. Ksiv Achishena, it also says that it will be brought forward. So which is it? Zochu Achishena, lo zochu Be'itah. If we merit, then it will be brought forward. Lo zochu, if we don't merit, then Be'itah, it will be in its time. Amr Alexandri, the next part, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Rami, he asked another contradiction. It says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Va'aru im ananei shemaya kabar enash. Kabar enash ata, sorry. It says that Moshiach will come in clouds. Clouds, that's miraculous. Clouds. Ksiv, but the other version of Moshiach's arrival we all know very well is, Ksiv, Va'ani v'rochev alachamar. He's al-Khamar. He's going to be a poor person or simple, humble, arriving on a donkey. Arriving on a donkey. So which is it? Is it clouds, miracles, or is it a donkey? Says the Gemara, no problem. Lo zachu ani rocha, zachu imanei shemai, if we merit it, which given the pattern of the previous Gemara means achishena, then imanei shemaya, but lo zachu rocha al-Khamar. If we don't merit, in other words, fixed time, natural process, then ani rocha lachamar, then it will be kind of a natural, normal way, so to speak, and that will be rocha lachamar on a donkey. There's just one piece left, which I think we can do in our last 2 minutes or so, and that is, it's all very nice to say there's no machlokas, because Rashi anyway speaks out two eventualities, two possibilities. One is achishena, one is itar. The Rambam will have to add that even though the Rambam only discussed one possibility, right? Because he only discussed us building it. So Rav Neventhal from the Old City just adds this a little bit, and he says that's correct, because the Rambam is writing his Sefer Halacha. The Halacha Zaka isn't dealing with what will happen if X, Y, and Z. It's dealing with our mitzvahs, and so what do we have to do? So the Rambam isn't concerned with needing to tell us that, oh, it may happen to be another way of doing it, is the Beis HaMikdash will come from Shemaim. The Rambam is only detailing what will happen if we have to build it. That's it, right? Interesting. So, just to very quickly finish with something I heard from Osher Weiss on the topic. He said, I think I don't know if he quoted the Maram Sheikh, but he's giving a share about building the Beis HaMikdash. He says, if you hold like Rashi that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built already in Shemayim, and if you say that's Achishena, let's say, that's if we merit it, sounds like it's not very fair. Why should it be that Schar for us deserving the Beis HaMikdash is that we get the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash taken away from us? Yeah. Right? So, I think you have to be a little bit Hasidish to hear this story. I have to confess that I'm not. I'm going to tell you what he told over. You know, there are, the Shlach also talks about this, about crying, not Tisha B'Av not being on Shabbos, because we'd be building the Beis HaMikdash by crying. But Rav Osher Weiss told the story of his Rebbe, the Klausenberger Rebbe. He said he was sitting once in the Tish, on Friday night, and all his Hasidim around him, and he says, the Rebbe says, kind of declares in front of him, he says, I see the Beis HaMikdash being built, you know, it's already ready, it's perfect, it's just missing a paroches, it's missing a curtain, right? So, I don't know what you would have done in that situation, but I'll tell you what one of the Hasidim, you know, kind of with, I guess, great confidence and equal amounts of chutzpah, you know, stood up and said, it says, Rebbe, what's the problem? He says, you build the paroches, you build the curtain, it'll be fine, you'll finish it up. So the Klausenberger Rebbe looked at this individual and said, no. He says, the problem is, I'm ready to build it. I was about to, but I just saw someone in a certain place, didn't name him, obviously. Someone did an Avera and it got taken away. Right? So Rosh Hashanah says ever so sweetly and beautifully, he said that every mitzvah we do, right, goes towards, you know, the phrase building the Beis HaMikdash, but creating a situation whereby the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and therefore we will get schar as if we built it ourselves. And therefore, in summary, of course, we would love the Beis HaMikdash to come. How it comes, Hashem will take care of. Whether it's he will do it, achishena, whether it's we will do it, in terms of binyan b'nei Adam, mitzvah Hashem, it should come soon, and please God, we should all see it, we should all be there. Mitzvah Hashem and Tisha B'Av should be a day of celebration.
Amen.